Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, and welcome to this tournament edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network, sponsored by CoverThatSpread.com. I'm your host, J.A., the managing director and co-founder of Cover That Spread, and I am joined again today by Catracho, who is going to break down the West and the Midwest brackets tonight with me. Tomorrow, we are going to break down the East and the South brackets. So it is going to be a fun show. Make sure you guys are listening. And we've got some free plays for you as well. So we're not just going to do all bracket. We are going to have some gambling angles and some gambling ideas in here today. But as usual, on top of all that, we're going to discuss a few other things today, such as line movements, futures odds, wagering theory, wagering strategy, and anything else that may occur. And just remember that this program and the website, CoverThatSpread.com, is for entertainment purposes only. And any questions regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering should be directed to your state and local legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and be sure to square up with Uncle Sam on April 15th. It is tax season, people. Make sure you are putting your winnings on your tax returns. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, for example, options, derivatives, hedge funds, and real estate, all these can lead to losses, so you must assess your own risk tolerance before you even begin. Now, there's a couple ways you can get in touch with us. First off, if you are listening live, you can give us a call, 917-932-1779. You can also email me, thespread@coverthatspread.com. If you are on the website, CoverThatSpread.com, I just found out that we had a little issue with the link on our Contact Us page. So if you were trying to send us a message through the email or through the website, I apologize. We had a bad link. So make sure you can either send me an email, thespread@coverthatspread.com. I have fixed the link now, so you can go on there and send me something. So after all of that, you can also find me on Twitter, @CoverThatSpread, spelled S-P-R-D, and @TheSpreadRadio, and @TheSpreadJA. So with all of that, how are you doing today, Catracho?
Doing all right, J.A. Looking forward to breaking down some NCAA tournament games and looking forward to a very fun-filled weekend of NCAA basketball.
Well, that's good. That's what we like to hear over here. Before we get into this, we've got 7 minutes approximately until the first play-in game kicks off. Now, we have a video up on YouTube going over the free plays that we are giving out. So the first game is Manhattan, -9.5, playing against Hampton. I struggled so hard to Hampton versus Manhattan. I don't know what it was, but those things are really hard to say together. So if you're trying at home, think about it. I guarantee you're going to screw it up at least once. But this line is interesting. This line opened Manhattan -7. We jumped on it with 10 units, and by the time we had sent it out to our clients, it had moved from 7 all the way up to 8.5. Since then, it has moved up to 9.5, so a lot of people are buying in on Manhattan. And I think at -9.5, I'd still throw 5 units on it, which is just basically a regular play for us. Do you have any insight on Manhattan? Do you have any idea why the line moved so much, or do you just think Hampton's a bunch of bums?
I think mainly it would probably be Hampton is a bunch of bums. I think Manhattan is when the lines came out, like you said, -7, you know, that's a pretty big spread, so everybody's going ahead and betting on the favorite in that instance, because nobody really knows much about Hampton. People have heard more about Manhattan and having to separate those names so I don't screw them up. But I think that's the case as far as what you had said there. I think Hampton is just a bunch of bums. Now, I would like to add one thing, though. I think now when the NCAA tournament committee comes and makes these picks, I think it is a little biased for them to put teams from the major conferences in rather than, you know, teams from these mid-majors or minor conferences, you can say, that win their conference tournament. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles when it comes down to this time of year.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that one. I was a little disappointed with it. You know, it's one thing to give these teams a 16 seed, so when you're playing in the tournament, you're going against one of the four powerhouses. And then it's kind of like an insult to injury at that point. Then you say you win your conference, and not only do you have to win a game to get the right to get beaten down by a major four team, you have to actually beat another team to get that far. I didn't like it with Manhattan because Manhattan won their conference. I believe that Hampton won their conference as well. Hampton, actually, if you go on to KenPom.com and you check out the Pythagorean ratings, Hampton is rated 250, number 250 out of 351 schools. They're the lowest rated Pythagorean rated team to make it to the tournament this year. And, you know, it definitely is going to show in this game. It's why the line is where it is. But you've got them. You've also got Manhattan, which came in at 146 on that same rating. The team that I really like is North Florida. They came in at 127 with a Pythagorean rating of 5780. So you've got three teams right there that all won their conferences, small conferences, and they're having to go up against this. Just to get the right to go and be the 16th seed and get destroyed by one of the top four teams. So I don't know if I'm right with you when it comes to that. You know, I think they should do a little better job of getting these teams in a better place to at least compete into a tournament game. But that being said, we've got one other game tonight, which is Mississippi-BYU. BYU opened as 3-point favorites. I think they went up to 3.5 earlier. They then move back down to 3. Right now I'm seeing them at 3.5. We've got BYU minus 3 or 3.5 as a 5-unit play. Got any insight on this one?
I like BYU. BYU is traditionally a decent team. I know back in the Jimmer Fredette days, which I'm sure most people are familiar with, you know, they were a big 3-point shooting team, and that's kind of been the theme of their team. They're a big 3-point shooting team, and when they get hot, I mean, they run a lot of screens, they get shooters wide open, and they can make it if they're taking it. So I like BYU historically. I know they beat Gonzaga at Gonzaga on senior night, which is a big win because everybody knows Gonzaga's been in the top 10 this year. So I like BYU to roll over Ole Miss in this one.
Yeah, I liked BYU a lot as well. Not very impressed with Ole Miss. Not really impressed with the SEC outside of Kentucky. So, you know, I think this line is really just kind of off. Maybe even should have been a 10-unit play here for us. But we stuck with 5 just because it is the play-in game, and these teams are here for a reason. So didn't want to start losing too much early on if something went wrong with this game. The other games that we are looking at, these are in some of the other tournaments. The big one that we really like, I like UC Davis plus 9 going against Stanford, partially just because it's an in-state rival type of game, but partially I do like that UC Davis does, and I was very impressed with Stanford down the stretch. Also kind of like another one that we got in on was UL. They're 2.5-point favorite with Incarnate Wood. And then one last one that we were on tonight was Bowling Green. We got in at minus 3.5. It's all the way up to 5.5 now. Got any ideas on those three games?
I think you're running into the same issue where a lot of the teams are a lot of people are betting on the teams that they know the name rather than maybe taking a look at what exactly is going on with those teams. And I know when we get into the brackets and break them down a little bit, we'll talk a little bit more about how, you know, some of the teams are coming in hot against teams from bigger conferences where there could be potential upsets, or where our listeners can potentially bet on teams, the smaller teams, covering the spread against these big major conference players.
Yeah, it's always a little bit of a tough one, especially when you get to this point in the season, to say, you know, was a UC Davis actually as good as they were playing all season, or did they just look good the second half of the year because they were playing against their own conference and were just matched up really well? So, yeah, you know, there's definitely a lot going on, a lot of moving parts in there. But, you know, that's why it's gambling, because we don't know the answer and we're all just trying to project on what we think is going to be, what we think is going to happen in the future. So that's going to take care of our plays for tonight. We are going to jump on again tomorrow at 6:30, like usual, so we can go over some of tomorrow's games. But let's get into the bracket itself. What we wanted to do tonight was cover the Midwest and the Western brackets. So we are pulling that up right now. If we start in the West, or no, let's start in the Midwest. I'm going to start at the top of the bracket. So Kentucky is going to go against the winner of tonight's Hampton versus Manhattan game. That will be on the 19th, which is Thursday evening. So I don't think it's any kind of question here, except how much do you think Kentucky is going to win by? I'm thinking easily this is Kentucky. I'm assuming you don't have any kind of objections to that.
I do not have any objections to that. And I was going to mention, you know, the line's not out for that next game, but I would potentially see it as being probably around a 15-point favorite, if not more. And that's just because Kentucky is so dominant.
Well, right now, Wisconsin versus the Coastal Carolina is opened at 19 or 19.5. So I would expect Kentucky to be right up there in that range.
And I won't disagree
with that. I think if you see it at 15, you may want to jump on that right away, just because yeah, I think it should be more.
Right, I would agree with that. And I did see on our favorite provider, BetDSI, Kentucky right now, I think it's a +147 to win the tournament, and the field is like a -134. So, I mean, Kentucky is a favorite as far as odds are concerned, but a lot of people are taking the field over Kentucky, and I believe it is more Kentucky's tournament to win than anything else.
So would you jump on that right now, +147?
I would jump on that right now.
I like it too. I mean, why not? If you're getting plus money for the team that's been the outright favorite since day one of the season, I don't see how that could be a bad bet. Moving on, let's stay here one real quick moment. At what price point would you start buying what I'm going to call Manhattan tonight? So if you see Manhattan +19, would you be jumping on that? Or if you see Manhattan +25, would you be jumping? Where's your ideal point to say we've got to play the underdog here?
I would probably put it at somewhere around 25. If I were to see it get up maybe around 23, I might buy Manhattan. But I believe a lot of that depends on how they perform tonight as well. So It all depends. I mean, Kentucky has not been a very good first half team, as we've seen in the SEC tournament and a few games leading in. So it might be more of a first half play than an overall play. But if the spread were to get up around 23 or above, I would probably be buying the underdog to cover that.
I like that. And you could probably get +12, +15 for the first half bet, and I bet that would be a really good play, knowing that a team like that is probably going to come out and be very amped up early on in the game. So I could even see a good first half play in that one. Moving on, we're going to just call it Kentucky is going to play the winner of Cincinnati-Purdue. This game right now, we've got Purdue was favored when it opened up. You see where that one is at right now. But I like Cincinnati in this one. Who do you got?
You know, I kind of like Purdue in this one. I know Cincinnati, I believe their coach is still recovering from some type of illness that he had. So they're without their head coach. And I believe Cincinnati doesn't really have a lot of major wins this year. The Big Ten was pretty tough, and Purdue had a few big wins in the Big Ten this year. And I think they played two mutual teams this year, NC State and Nebraska. And Purdue beat both of those teams. And I believe Cincinnati might have beat NC State, but they lost to Nebraska by one in double OT, I want to say. But Nebraska kind of had the handle on that game for most of it. It was an early season game, but I'm not very confident in Cincinnati right now as much as I am Purdue coming out of the Big Ten.
Okay. Yeah, I could. I like Cincinnati in this one. I think this is more of a feeling play for me, just because I'm just a little over the Big Ten right now. Let's put it that way. But so that's one we'll differ on. We'll see who's coming out ahead Thursday night. Next one on the board, we've got West Virginia versus Buffalo. West Virginia's 4.5-point favorites. I kind of like Buffalo to pull the upset here. I felt like West Virginia, although they did play in a really good conference, they struggled in their tougher games. And this is one of those 5-12 games where I can just see Buffalo being in a really good spot for an upset. So I'm going to be going Buffalo. This is going to be one of my 12 upsets that I'm going to choose.
Now, I won't disagree with you. I know West Virginia does have a few quality wins, and Buffalo is one of those teams coming from a minor conference that we had talked about before. But historically, I mean, there is a 12 that beats a 5, and this one is prime for an upset. I did pick West Virginia in my personal bracket to win, but it's one I have a question mark on, and I could see Buffalo pulling the upset, as you said.
Yeah, Buffalo, I like the way they play. I like what they've done this year. So, like you're saying, West Virginia, I mean, they're favored by 4.5 points. Not out of the question to see them rolling a team like Buffalo, but I don't know. This is just one of those feeling plays I'm going to go with. That game, they are going to play the winner of that will play the winner of Maryland versus Valparaiso. Can Valparaiso pull the upset in the 4-13 matchup here against Maryland?
You know, again, I'm a Big Ten guy. I do like Maryland in this game as well, but Valparaiso has been playing some good basketball. And in March, we all know that Bryce Drew has come up big before as a player. And now as a coach with Valparaiso, it would be very easy to see them win in a first-round matchup against a team in Maryland that isn't necessarily a primetime player in the Big Ten, but didn't necessarily have a bad season as well. So I like Maryland over Valparaiso, but that's another one that I do have a question mark on, where I could see Valparaiso pulling an upset as well. These 12-5 and 14-3 matchups are 13-4 matchups are kind of tough to pick because they are primed for upsets usually every year.
Now, Maryland got as high as, I believe, 8th in the top 25. Do you think they were a little overvalued there at 8th?
I do believe they were overvalued at 8. From the games I watched of them this year, I never thought they were a real primetime player. I thought it was more of the fact that they were playing in the Big Ten and they were playing some tougher competition in, let's say, Michigan State and Wisconsin and Ohio State. So that might be a reason for them to be up this high as far as a 4 seed is concerned. But Valparaiso, I mean, playing in the Horizon League, they don't play against a lot of tough competition, but like I said, I mean, Bryce Drew, you can never really count him out, whether he's playing or coaching. This could be an upset in the making.
All right. Heard it here first, guys. Although I think we're both agreeing that Maryland's probably going to win this one. So on to the next one. We are looking at Butler, Texas. Butler is the 6th seed. Texas is the 11th seed. I think that Texas has been pretty overvalued all year. I thought they've been bums the way they have not been able to finish out games. But I think they're in place to upset the 6th-seeded Butler Bulldogs. And on this game, let's see what the line is at right now. We've got Butler coming in at 2-point underdogs. So Texas is favored. They're a 11th seed that's favored by 2. I like Texas. Who do you got?
This was a game that I was not able to pick a winner. I put a big question mark on this one. I do like Butler. I think Butler has been pretty good heading into the tournament this year, but Texas, I mean, coming out of the Big 12, they had a tough schedule, but I didn't see any quality wins from them. So I would lean towards Butler to win this game, but it's one that I have a big, big question mark on.
Yeah, the Pythagorean rating on KenPom.com has a difference of – so Texas is coming in at 0.873. Butler is coming in at 0.863. So, what, a hundredth of a point there is all that is the difference between these two teams. Not a whole lot. So I'm going to go with the lines makers on this one. I think if they're putting Texas as a 2-point favorite, I am thinking that they either want people to bet on Texas or they feel that Texas is going to win. So I'm going to side thing that they think Texas is going to win. So I'm going to drop the 2 points on that one, I think. And we've got Texas moving on there. Next one, Notre Dame at Northeastern State. Notre Dame is the 3 seed. Northeastern is the 14. There we go. I can add. Notre Dame, 12-point favorites. I've got them winning. I don't see Northeastern being able to hang with them. You agree?
I agree. I'm going with Notre Dame in this one, and I can see Notre Dame making a pretty strong run in this tournament, especially how they're coming off of the ACC tournament where they beat both Duke and UNC. And, again, I mean, they beat both of them in the regular season as well. So I can see Notre Dame kind of wiping the floor with Northeastern in this game. And I like them to kind of go deep into the tournament as well.
If we look at how you figure they can take care of Northeastern easy, they're going to get the winner of Texas Butler, who I think they take care of pretty easily there as well. And then they're most likely going to take on Kansas. And Kansas is a team that, you know, we talked about them a little bit recently, that they've had some really good competition. They just have not been able to perform very well against that competition. So, you know, Notre Dame could be right in that same range of really good competition that they're going to go up against. I mean, at that point, we're looking at Notre Dame winning at least 3 tournament games and getting into the Elite Eight. So, you know, that is a pretty easy path, in my opinion. I think they have a pretty good chance of making it kind of far.
So I won't disagree with you. Yeah, I take Notre Dame in those games as well.
And that, you know, and then at that point, that's when they're going to hit Kentucky in the Elite Eight. So that would be, if they can win that one, I really would think a lot of people, that would probably be a really good future bet. Is if you could get a championship line for Notre Dame before that Kentucky game, that might be one to look at. Just to throw a couple of bucks on it, and you're probably going to get some ridiculous payout, you know, maybe, 17-1, 20-1. I bet it'd be something ridiculous. So might be something to look at that point, assuming they get that far. So the last four matchups in the Midwest. I'm sorry, last two matchups in the Midwest. We've got Wichita State, a 7, going against Indiana, who is a 10. We are looking at a line of, where is Indiana? Where did they go? Indiana is 5.5-point underdogs. Do you like Wichita State in this spot?
This is another one of those games that I put a question mark on. I'm not really big on Indiana, but I'm not big on Wichita State either. I like the pace that Wichita State plays at, and they do have some guys returning from previous runs that they've gone on in the NCAA tournament. So I could see Wichita State winning, but again, 10-7s are kind of hard to tell, so I threw a big question mark on this one. So it'll be interesting to see. I know Indiana kind of has, well, Wichita kind of has a shorter trip for this game, as, you know, they're playing in Omaha versus Indiana. So I could see Wichita State kind of pulling off an upset. It'll be more of a, and not really an upset because they're a 7 seed, but winning this game because it's closer to a home game than Indiana.
Who was the guy that got injured? I want to say it was in the Purdue-Indiana game. One of their big players got injured. Is there an update? Do you know if he's going to be playing or not?
You know, I haven't read anything on the injury report, so I wouldn't be able to give you any insight into that.
Yeah. All right. 5.5 points. I think it's probably a solid game to pass on betting. I think Wichita handles Indiana right here. Pythagorean rating has Wichita State 0.9047. They have Indiana coming in at 0.777. So I think a good enough advantage there. I don't know if it's enough for me to drop some money. This is a game, you watch the line, you see where it's at tip off early on Friday, and make a decision if you want to go that route. And then the last one in the Midwest, we've got Kansas versus NHSU. Which one is that? New Mexico State.
Yeah, they've got New Mexico State there. Now, this one, I could see almost New Mexico State pulling off an upset. I mean, they're riding a 13-game win streak. They're not playing against as tough a competition as Kansas. But when you're coming in that hot, I could see them making some noise in this game, but I like Kansas to pull it off. Kansas has been dealing with some injuries as well as NCAA suspensions. But with their big man Perry Ellis back, I like Kansas to pull out in this one.
Yeah, I think Kansas can make a pretty good run, assuming they can get past Notre Dame. This is one of those games. Kansas is 10.5-point favorites. I think a New Mexico State first half bet, just taking as many points as you can, may be a really good play and probably the only play I'd be willing to make here, because I think New Mexico State is going to be amped up. Like you said, they're on this big winning streak. We've been playing them a lot the last couple of weeks just because I like the way that they've graded out. So I like New Mexico State to make this game interesting, and I think we're probably going to be making a first half play on it. Like I said, taking as many points as possible, because that's what you got to do in these types of matchups. So we've got 15 minutes left, guys. We are going to be in archive time, so make sure you guys switch over and listen to us on there. We are now moving on to the Western bracket, where we talked about this game a little bit Friday. Wisconsin, Coastal Carolina. Wisconsin opened up as 19-point favorite. Right now, Wisconsin is sitting at 19.5-point favorite. So this line has not moved much. I mean, Wisconsin is going to roll them. I'm not concerned about that. 19.5, too much, too little? Where are you thinking that line is?
I like it. Wisconsin coming off a tough win against a very tough in March Michigan State team. So I really like Wisconsin. I am a Big Ten guy. I don't know if people can tell that yet, But I would like Wisconsin to go ahead and win this game probably by more than 20. I think they're just going to put it away from the beginning. I don't think Mo Ryan's there to mess around. I mean, this is their first number one seed, so I like Wisconsin just to come out and roll Coastal Carolina as fast as they can.
Yeah, you're talking about a streaky – I wouldn't say a streaky team, but you're talking about a team coming in on a really good streak. And minus that one loss that they had at – was it Rutgers or at home against Rutgers? I mean, other than that one little blip on their radar, they have been – they've been really good since about the middle or late January. So, yeah, I like Wisconsin. I think they can roll that game. Oregon, Oklahoma State, got an 8-9 game here. This is also on Friday. We've got Oregon half-point favorites in this one. I think I like Oregon, but then again, Oklahoma State played in a really tough Big 12 conference this year, so this is a toss-up for me. 8-9 games usually are, but you know, I think I like Oregon, but I don't really have a strong feeling either way on either of these teams.
Yeah, I went with Oregon as well, mainly because I mean, they played Arizona twice. I don't really like Oklahoma State. I didn't see a lot of big wins out of them this year. I mean, the conference, the Big 12, I mean, it's not – Kansas was really streaky this year. There's no real front runner out of there, so I kind of like Oregon to keep up the pace and beat Oklahoma State as far as a lean is concerned, but it's kind of a toss-up game, like you said, with the 8-9.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's a classic 8-9 game right here. Staggering rating has – we've got Oklahoma State at 0.816, got Oregon at 0.809. So, I mean, pretty much deadlock right there between these two teams. We are then moving on, 5-12, Arkansas versus Wofford. You know, Arkansas came down the stretch with a pretty good run in the SEC. I've talked about it on here a lot. I was not a fan of Arkansas football. I was not a fan of Arkansas baseball. And every time I decide to bet for or against them, it tends to backfire on me. So Arkansas's 7.5-point favorites here. I want to pick Wofford out of spite, but I am going to reserve myself not to do that this week. But this is a game on Thursday. I think I like Arkansas, but again, these 5-12 games, I think they, any of them could go either way. So who do you got?
I agree with you that it could go either way. I do like Arkansas just for the fact that they were playing Kentucky pretty tight in their last game, ended up losing by 15, but it was a little closer than that was the final score is concerned. So I like Arkansas to pull this one out, but Wofford, however you say it, I mean, they could be pulling off a 12-5 upset that we've seen in a lot of years past in this game as well.
Yeah, we're looking at a decent spread between the Pythagorean rating. Wofford's coming in at 0.664, Arkansas 0.831. So decent spread there. Arkansas definitely likes to run the ball. They have a good tempo going at 70, which means they've got 70 possessions per game. So they're definitely moving the ball up and down the court and, you know, should definitely be putting some good pressure on them. UNC Harvard, 4-13. UNC looked really good going into the tournament, the ACC tournament, and I kind of feel like that loss to Notre Dame was really a bad one. I expected them to beat Virginia. I bet that one, not just the spread, but I also took them on the money line as a underdog, and they came through there. What did you take out of them? Because I'm assuming you watched that Notre Dame game.
You know, they looked a little ill-prepared for that Notre Dame game, which is surprising. I mean, they had seen them before and had lost to them previously. But it just seemed like they reverted to that North Carolina team that we all have seen a few times this season where they just underperformed. And I'm not sure if that's a players tuning out Roy Williams thing or if that's just that the talent isn't there with UNC as it has been historically. But I do like UNC in this game, but I can't see Harvard giving them a very, very tough matchup.
Harvard's getting 10.5 points right here, and it looks like it may be on the move too because the juice is a little bit in North Carolina's favor. So this one you're waiting to play, jump on Harvard for, or what are you, how are you viewing this as a better?
As a better, I will probably wait to see if the line might move a little more. Let's say if it gets up around 15, I might jump on Harvard. Right now it's kind of tough, but I do kind of like Harvard to make it a close game. But, you know, UNC could come in with a grudge having lost that game to Notre Dame and just run away with it as well. You never really know what team is going to show up for North Carolina, but I do like Harvard to make this a tough battle.
Yeah, I think so too. I think 10.5 is too much, but yeah, I'll be waiting for that one to move up before jumping or before making a decision to play Harvard. That moves us on in the West bracket to Xavier versus the winner of BYU Mississippi. We both think it's going to be BYU. They are the 11th seed. Xavier is the 6th seed. This will be another Thursday game. Don't have a line on it yet because we are waiting for another game. But can BYU win tonight and then go and win Thursday?
I believe they can. And I went ahead and penciled in BYU to win this game. But it all depends on how they perform tonight as well. But I just kind of like BYU to make it tough on whoever they're playing against. And I do like them to pull off two wins heading into the tournament right now.
This is one of those games where I wish, and I'm sure I could find on another site that other sites that I use. But I know on DSI, I have not been able to find a line for this game before knowing who the second team is. Sometimes you can bet, you know, like a game out or something like that. And I wish I could because I'd be jumping on BYU right now to beat Xavier. I don't have a good feeling that Xavier is going to advance. I don't have a good feeling that they'll definitely be able to cover, assuming they are a favorite in this one. So, yeah, I kind of like seeing BYU, assuming they win tonight, to win that one as well. So that's going to get us to the 3-14 in the West, which is Baylor versus Georgia State. Baylor, you know, every time I thought I liked them here this season, they would just flop. Right now they are favored by 9 points. The Georgia State team is pesky. I know they haven't played anybody good, but, again, this is one of those first time making the tournament, we are going to prove something to everybody type of scenario, and I don't trust Baylor to cover 9 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough game. I do kind of like Baylor, maybe not to cover. And I believe, was it Georgia State that their coach tore his Achilles in a celebration after the game?
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of a funny thing to happen to your team heading into the tournament. But I like Baylor in this one.
You like them? But you just don't know if they can cover. Yeah.
I like them, but I don't know if they'll cover the spread. Like you said, Georgia State is a pesky team, but I like Baylor to pull it out.
Okay. Next up, we've got VCU, Ohio State. This is a 7-10 game. You have been a little heavy on Big Ten teams. Ohio State is 4-point favorites in this one, despite being the 10 seed. Where do you think? Is that right? Is that wrong? Were you disappointed by Ohio State's loss in the Big Ten tournament?
I am a Shaka Smart fan, so I am leaning on VCU in this game. I like that they're a 4-point favorite. I think Ohio State hasn't had necessarily the best season. They played pretty tough in the Big Ten, however, but I like VCU to win this game. I think they're a tough team. They're a pesky team, and I like them to win. And I like that 4-point spread as well.
Yeah, this is one of those just too good at coaching not to take points here. And, you know, probably even throw in a little money line bet on VCU as well. When we look at some of the numbers, you know, I've got Ohio State has a little bit of an edge against them, but, you know, this is just one of those spots where I don't feel like just because they're the better team, just because they're favored, that they're going to win. I like VCU to keep this thing going. I like the way that they finished out their tournament, too. You know, they weren't always playing the best. They weren't always winning, but they were coming out at the end.
Right, and I mean, they absolutely destroyed Davidson by 20 and then went ahead and beat Dayton by 6 to win the conference tournament. So they're hot heading in. You know, some of the tougher teams that they played this year, Villanova, Virginia, Northern Iowa. I know they beat Northern Iowa in double OT, but lost to both Virginia and Villanova, you know, by double digits. But I like VCU. I think they're hot at the right time. And I'm not big on Ohio State like I am a lot of the other Big Ten teams.
Yep. Yeah, right with you on that about Ohio State. Finally, closing it out, Arizona versus Texas Southern. I think Arizona is going to roll them here like they have been rolling just about everybody else. I've tried playing against Arizona a few times this year, taking points by the other teams, and it seems like no matter how many points I take, it is never enough. So this is a game, even though Arizona is favored by 23.5 points, I may consider taking it because I feel them steamrolling through this Texas Southern team. Agree, disagree?
I agree with you. I like Arizona. You know, I've been kind of big on them this year. I know we've differed in opinions on certain games where I've taken Arizona, you haven't, and vice versa. But I like Arizona to absolutely roll Texas Southern in this game and set up that matchup with VCU in Portland in the second round.
And then who would you have in that one?
I'm going to go ahead and take Arizona in that one as well. I think it'll be a very nice up-and-down battle between the two teams, but I'm going to go ahead and pick Arizona in that matchup as well. They'll be playing in Portland, which is Pac-12 country. VCU's got a long trip to get all the way out there, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with my regional theory as far as the travel is concerned and go with Arizona in that matchup.
Yeah, I think VCU will have a advantage that first game because they're going to have a slightly further travel than Ohio State. But then it's that second game where I think it's really going to hit them. You know, that first game, you've got all the adrenaline. The first game, you've got you're tired, but your body doesn't quite know it yet because of all the excitement running through you. So, yeah, that second game, I'm looking for Arizona to probably really take it to VCU because I think VCU will be out of gas at that point. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us. That gets us through the Midwest and the Western brackets. We are going to jump in on the South and the East tomorrow, so be sure to listen at 6:30. And we will break it all down for you again. Hopefully you got those plays in tonight and you are cashing tickets. So for Catracho, I am J.A. Thank you guys for listening. And be sure to listen again tomorrow and check out our videos on YouTube as well, where we will be giving away daily free plays on there for all your tournament needs. All right, guys, take care. Good luck tonight. And may the spread be forever in your favor.